We started with the praise of Shmoneh Esrei, Tein Tal Amantez Bracha. So I wanted to discuss this din, Halacha L'maisa, and I think it's the only halacha that I know of that is based on the secular calendar. So let's begin to tackle this topic of Tein Tal Amantez Bracha. It says Beferish in the Mishnah Maseches Tainis, there are five different shitas as to when we begin the pants of Tein Tal Amantez. The first shita is immediately after Shmini Atzeres. The second shita is the third of Mar Cheshvan. The third shita is the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. The fourth sheet is the 17th, 3, 7, and 17. And then the last sheet is 60 days after Tekufis Tishrei. 60 days after Tekufis Tishrei is when we start saying Tein Tal Amantez Bracha. So there's five sheets that appear in the beginning of the Maseches Tainis. Number one, immediately after Shmini Atzeres. Number two, the third of Mar Cheshvan. Number three, the seventh. Number four, the 17th. The fifth, 60 days after the Tekufis of Tishrei. So when I say that it's really a secular date in the calendar, that's the way we mark it, but you don't have to call it a secular date. It's really 60 days after Tekufis Tishrei, which is the fall equinox. So 60 days after the fall equinox. So it says that that's what you're getting down there, Azio, right? You need the five sheets. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, in all the poskim that are to Throil, they start to say Tein Tal Amantez from the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. In Eretz Yisrael, they start from the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. But in Goyle, in Bavel, we poskim that Ma'ariv is 60 days after what? 60 days after the fall equinox. So we make a split. And the tour says Va'anan, meaning Rotzolomar, the rest of the Chutzlarts, we go Vasa B'nei Bavel. So Bavel is Chutzlarts, and therefore we start Eretz Yisrael again, the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, and in Chutzlarts, 60 days after the fall equinox. Yes, Asher. Okay. So let's get that split. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Tshuvas HaRivash, Shuvas HaRosh rather, called Dalit, is very upset by this. What do you mean he's upset by it? He holds that it should all totally on, it should all depend upon, what the concept of Dover Toli Baritz Lama Linav or something. It all should all depend on the land, whether it needs rain or not. Okay? So if you need rain, then you say it. If not, I'm going to quote you the Lashon that Shuvas HaRosh. Zeh Lashon HaRosh, but Shuvosov. Shuvas HaBekitzer. Avgav D'Tanya, Chananya Oimer, U'Bagoyla HaTishim Yitkufa, V'ana Kol Milso Azlinu Basar Chachmei Bavol, V'Avdina Kavase, Heche Depligi Adari Chachmei Bavol Chachmei Yitzro. Talmud Bavli Chashrin Iker. Hani Mili B'Dabar Yisr V'Hetra V'Chiyuv Dura V'Tum V'Tara. Avotover betoldi betzorach shaw, something that you need now. Vemo shinui lavor al divetayra. Roy lele chachar shana ramakavis vazman. The bechol shochenes alamayim rabbi will tzrichim gishonim ad shishim tkufa. Okay, if you don't need rain, then you start 60 days after the tkufa. Oshay asman azera mukher bebov. It's later. Avoder it's Ashkenaz. Why should Germany and Europe be like bubble? Chizman zeru michetzi tishrei. The agricultural season they need rain is right, even Chetzi Tishrei. So that we can't do. The chickens and mice eat the whole thing. Why can't we treat ourselves like Eretz Yisrael? So Says the Rosh, he's very upset at this, to say that universally, we'll see how we possibly, but to say universally that everywhere in Chutzlot they should start last night, December 5th, 60 days after the fall equinox, and Eretz Yisrael they start on Rechezer, and he says, why you do that? Why you do an objective rule like that? Make a taste, you should do a rule like that. It should depend on every single land where you need the rain. In Eretz Yisrael they need the rain right away. In Babel, they don't need it as they can have it later. But in Ashkenaz, they need it very much like they do in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he writes that according to the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, Rav Gamliel said, Zayin Mar Cheshvan, there's only Eretz Yisrael and around those areas. But other lands, they can do it L'maisa, on the Shiva Mar Cheshvan, Halach L'maisa. And therefore, the Chuvas Arash writes, he says this is what he feels, but he knows that his shita was not accepted. So I want you guys to know the truth is a rush because we're going to get back to it. So we don't accept it. We have a universal cloud no matter where you are 60 days after, which is December 5th, unless it's a leap year. This is not a leap year. But the rush is very adamant about this. He's upset about it. He feels that Lamaya said should depend upon what you need. And that's what the Rambam seems to say as well. He says, Lamai, so what can I do? So the Mishnah Yosef says, we don't paskin like it, because it became a minute. But where I want you to get this is, B'dyavid, let's say a guy started Tain Talamata right away. Let's say he started right away at Zayin Mar Cheshvan. I don't know, he learned the Din and Tainus and he got mixed up. That would be good, B'dyavid. He would not have to be what? He would not have to be repeat Shmon Esrei. Just a Torah's Nadava if he wants to. But B'dyavid, it's hard to say he's not Yotzi because he's relying on the Rosh. And the Rachel Shulchan says that we B'nei Bavo go, we B'nei Chutzrons go after B'nei Bavo. He says, even though I understand the Rosh's point, it should be totally on where you live. But the Rosh himself said his Shita was not accepted. So it's like a Baskol came out in the Shamayim and said, we don't hold like the Rosh. And we have a universal din, yes, that it all depends what? It all depends where you live and where you need the rain. And the truth is, if you look at the Rambam, who said like the Russian Jews, that was one of the Rambam the Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam the Arach HaZakeh says like what we hold, universal. So we know whenever there's a steer between the Rambam the Pirush Mishnayos and the Rambam the Arach HaZakeh, who do you go like? Which Rambam do you hold like? You go like the Arach HaZakeh. Why? Because that's a lot, but he also wrote it when he was older. So what the Rambam writes, he agreed with the Rosh and the Tshuvas, is only the Pirush Mishnayos. The Rosh HaShulchan, that's what the Rosh HaShulchan writes b'feirush, halacha l'maisa, and it's like a Basco came out, and we assume l'maisa, and if you don't go like that, he says, roi l'onish, the person should be punished. So we follow universal din. But the Tshuvas Harat Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the great Gaon, Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim was asked the following shiloh from the Jews in New Zealand. Why were the three largest cities in New Zealand? Wellington, Auckland, and Christchurch. All three of them, okay? The Baron Salvation, our Rebbe said, it's us to say the whole word, you know, J and then C. But you could either say J on its own or you could say C on its own. Those are the three largest cities. So they're Yidden that live in New Zealand. Now, if you know the weather, everything's flipped. What's with the winter for them is the summer, and what's the summer for them is the winter. Yes, Eliezer.
Isn't there a problem in terms of timing for Shabbos if you live in New Zealand? Because I remember learning over the summer that
you gotta look about time zone. You gotta look at the date. You gotta look at the dateline.
It's an issue.
It's a separate topic we gotta talk about one time about the international dateline.
Right.
Old Shabbos.
Yeah.
But Lamaisa, let's focus on this shiloh. We'll have to do another time international dateline. That's a big shiloh. Okay? We will. What happens, though, the New Zealand Yidden asked, they live in the southern hemisphere, yes? They live in the southern hemisphere in New Zealand. So everything's flipped for them. So do you think it's appropriate that they should say Te Talmata? Te Talmata should be the winter months. For them, it's the summer. So what do? It's a great shiloh, no? So Rabbi Basil Frank begins the tshuva, responded back to the Yidden in New Zealand. He quotes the tshuva as a rush. Says, maybe what? Maybe it should be talui. New Zealand should not change the minig Yisrael, minig Yisrael, but called fruitsos. that after Sukkot you start, and that's it. And after Pesach, you start 60 days after the equinox, the same thing, Halamach, and after Pesach, the same thing, Bracha. He says, I'm sorry. He says, you should follow the universal, even though it doesn't fit you. If you made a mistake, then you don't go back, because we have the Kerala and the Rosh. Yes. The Tzvit pays a crank and the heart Tzvit. Or a Chaim Simen Nun Dalet. So what do we say we do? We start 60 days. Now, if you guys, I don't know if you guys are interested in the calendar. A lot of guys, you guys in the shul are real buckies in the calendar. But the fall equinox, if you do the mathematics, our calendar is built on the moon, yes? However, the equinox has if it's built on the moon, then there's no real set date of 60 days of the fall equinox. But if you're going by the solar, which is what the secular calendar does, then you will have a set date. So the Abu Dhram writes, 60 days after the fall equinox on the secular calendar is November 22nd. Okay? Yes? That's if February was a what? That's if February, if it was a leap year. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. A leap year is when February is 29 days, correct? If it's not a leap year, it only has 28. So November 23rd was the non-leap year. If it was a leap year, it was November 23rd, not 22nd. You follow me? Because it's always, the Tukufas Tishrei would always be 7 days before October. So it comes out that if you follow the Julian calendar, you follow me by Julian? I think Julian was a pope, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So if you follow the Julian calendar, you will always have November 22nd on a non-leap year, November 23rd on a leap year. You follow this, Gabriel? But I don't remember what year, I think it was about 1900, they changed to the Gregorian calendar. Gregory was a pope also. They added 13 days on, about 1900. Somehow that became universal. I don't know the history behind it. And therefore, it comes out that it was pushed to December what? December 5th in a leap year. No, a December 5th in a regular year. December 6th. Yeah, that's why in the calendars, but I'm saying, when I say December 5th, the night before December 5th. I remember the old Siddurim, they used to say December 4th. Really not the 4th. It's the night of the 4th, which halakhically is already, the 5th. So that's why I like to say it was December 5th for a non-leap year, the night of December 5th, yes, the night before December 5th, and a leap year is the night before December 6th. And that's what we did last night. Yes.
Equinox is still in September.
Yeah, 60 days. 60 days. 60 days. No, but in the Julian, in the Gregorian calendar, they added 13 days. So, I don't know, you gotta do it. Yeah, I guess that's what they did, yeah. I don't know what it means. What does it mean they added 13 days? I don't know what that means.
How many days it was in the cycle.
Okay, good.
Equinox is still in September.
You have to do the calculus.
60 days after that will still be November.
No, you have to do how it switched. Like, someone's got to be imagined. No one's booking the calendar.
The equinox is no longer October, whatever.
It's right.
Rather, they keep the date of that day to be
pushed further, pushed off. Okay, that brings us to Gemara and Tai. You got this?
It's
it comes out of Alok in the Maisa. Because, you see, the equinox is dependent on the Cheshbon of the solar. The equinox is dependent on the solar. When we talk about equinox, it depends on solar. Most of our halakhas, all of them, are dependent on lunar. Our calendar, the Jewish calendar, is lunar. Secular is solar. But there's one, the physical concept, the equinox, is dependent on the solar. That's why this happens in Afghanina. This is why you look on the secular calendar. So the Gemara in Tainis and Davyud has a machlokes whether the 60th day is like too early, you wait for 60 or 61. The maskan is that 60 is when you start. 60 is like 61. So machlokes is the Lebais, you start at Ma'ariv, Or do you start exactly base lace? I mean, you'd have to take out a compass, or I don't know, a compass or a calculator, and start cantaloupe up exactly at that time, or do you start at night? So we paskin aloch lomaisa, if the tufa comes out in the day, you start from the day. If the tufa comes out at night, you start at night. Lahalacha, what do? We start ma'ariv all the time. Why not make it uniform? So people get too confusing. So we started last night based on this aloha. So the bralacha, let's get it, points out in the beginning of Sunnah Kufiyot Zion, amazing kiddush. Guys, I want you to get this. If a guy forgot Tein Tal Amatar, yes, you're moaning the ace lace. What does that mean? Let's say the equinox, 60 days after equinox, came out in the first 3 hours or 9 hours at night or beyond. You don't have to repeat the first Meyer. Why? Because it was still not the 60 days were not completed. Yes? But what happens if the equinox comes out during the day? You wouldn't even have to repeat chakras, right? If you davened what? Before the 3 hours of the day. You follow what I'm saying? What happens if it falls out 9 hours in the day? It'd be interesting if someone could look in the Google and find out exactly what it was. Okay? If you look at, this is when you could look. This is when you could look. And when you fall 9 hours of the day, and you daven mincha before 9 hours of the day, you also wouldn't have to go back. So isn't that amazing? So if you measure the 60 days equinox, you think, oh no, I messed up. Well, can someone Google it, Lamaisa? Yeah, John, Edward does, they do it the wrong. Now when I ask. Now when I ask, this is what I want to put down as the whole. When is it exactly 60 days after? Was it last night? Was it this morning? It would happen in Afkaminin. It would happen in Afkaminin. Would you have to repeat the Shemone Esrei? He says not the B'Allah. So the Primigodim quotes the B'Chadish and writes, I don't know about if you can rely on this, because we don't possibly have Davi Ezri on this. And he says, nevertheless, you should read Davin and make it tonight. The Sefer Maxi Bracha passed explicitly against the B'Chadish. And the Baal Divrei Chaim doesn't mention the Afkaminin between Yom Rishon and other days. And the Bir Agron, Smashma, no, we don't possibly like this Rav Yah. Okay? So we don't hold like this Rav Yah. So even if you want to do the Google, it's not going to help you, Halacha L'maaseh. We start last night, and that's it. You messed it up, you got to repeat, Halacha L'maaseh. Someone told me, someone asked me and said, but you say, we paid Bracha anyway. Oh, come on, that's not right, it's wrong. They got confused. Where does that come up? Amelech Lev stuck on Mishpat. Instead of saying Amelech HaMishpat, you say Amelech, therefore Yotze. But here that smart does not apply. You say the same bracha, and that's it, Lamaisa. You say the same bracha, you're done. You got to say Tein Tal about the bracha. You got to repeat the Shemone Esrei. So let's get the following, guys. I want to point out to you. You could save yourself. You could save yourself. You could save yourself. How do you save yourself? In Shema Tefillah. Before Kiyat HaShemeh, if you realize you said the same bracha, you could save yourself by saying what? Tein Tal Amatar when? You could say it in Shemeh Tefillah, Kiyat HaShemeh, because it's a bakasha. Masha Baruch has a askara. Once you finish it, that's not Masha Baruch, you're done. But if you're past Shemeh Tefillah, you got to go back to Berech Aleinu before you take a few steps back, yes? Once you take a few steps back, you're done, you're finished. You got to repeat the Shemeh Tefillah. You got it? This is the halacha of Tein Bracha. Yes, Binyamin.
All right, so the Cheshbon is this. It was originally going
to
be...
Let's listen up to the numbers here. Google taught him.
In the Chabad.org.
So Rav Google. Go ahead.
Calendar.
Rav Google.
The 60th day after the equinox would have been November 22nd.
Okay.
Right? But because the Julian calendar had 10 days off, took 10 days off, we had to add 10 more days when switching now to the Gregorian. November 2nd, add 10 days, that's now December 2nd. Every 100 years, the solar...
They say 13 days. Okay, go ahead.
That's 13. No, but out of October, 10 days were taken out.
There was okay, three more on the 13 total. Right,
exactly.
Okay.
And so, but since then, this is where the extra 3 days come in, is that every 100 years, the solar calendar loses one day, except for every 400 years, we don't do that. We don't miss out on a leap year. We still add the leap year. And so every... Right, correct. And so every 100 years, we are missing a day from the calendar, so we are at another year. So originally, in the 1700s, it was December 12th. In the 1800s, it was December 3rd. Then the 1900s, it was switched to December 4th, meaning the night of December 4th and the day of the 5th.
But because of the year 2000, there was no leap year because it was every 400 years. Sorry, there was a leap year for 400 years. We didn't lose another day. We didn't shift it over again.
Gotcha.
So it's the original 10 days plus 3
more
days.
So you're saying 2100, we will shift it to December 6th and 7th.
Exactly. Yes.
Gotcha. Very good.
But that means it has nothing to do with the equinox, with how many days after the equinox. It has to do with the day that was originally set.
Yeah, but the original was set 60 days after the equinox. You just add on to that.
If it was still 60 days after the equinox, it would be December 21st.
No, it is
because you're just adding.
It's also just the calendar day, the name of the day shifted.
Right.
Which is no longer. The equinox itself also shifted. The east stayed the same date always for the last 400 years.
But now, if you look at this year, if you look at it, the equinox was September 22nd. 60 days after that would have been November 21st.
Yes. Okay.
If you can actually have 60 days, look on the calendar, count 60,
which is the 9th of December, and then you add the extra 13 days.
But why
is the 9th of December? Exactly.
Why are you adding 13 days?
Because the Julian day.
I don't understand. So that means it's not 60 days after the equinox. It's 73 days after.
73, I believe.
Again, a Ben Eretz Yisrael started Tehillat Matar. He travels to Chutzrat before December 5th. What do you do? He started already. Chutzrat, they haven't. What do you do? Bir Hayteh, Simon Kufiyat Zion, Sifkan Gilman. You know the Bir Hayteh is Mishabruah. In the Mishabruah, next to Mishabruah. We didn't say yet. There are three Shitas. Das Mari Kash, and Halachas Ketanis. Tehillat Simon Ayin Dalet says, if he's married and he has kids in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't plan on returning for a long time for this trip, he still should go like Eretz Yisrael and say Tein Talmud, even though Chutzrat has a target. If he plans on returning within the winter, even if he doesn't leave a wife or kids over in Eretz Yisrael, he should also say Tein Talmud. That's the first sheet of Mari Kash. And Allah is God. Second sheet of the Mari Molko, Maraz Gutit. They always go like chutzlarts. You're saying tein u'matar. You're saying tein bracha. You should go where you do a chutzlart. So stop. You stop what you're doing and what you're doing there yourself. And the third sheet is the pre-chodesh. What's the pre-chodesh say? If you plan on that whole year to return to Eretz Yisrael, you should go like Eretz Yisrael. If you don't plan on returning at least for a year or two, like shluchim in Eretz Yisrael, even though you have a wife and kids in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't make a difference. You go like chutzlarts. These are the three sheets. So what do? So the Mishabruah quotes B'Shem the Birkei Yosef, his maskim kama gedolim the Maharaz Guta Maramoko, who's the middle shita, that everyone should ask. You always do what you do in chutzlarts. You follow what they do in chutzlarts. So in Eretz Yisrael, you started today in Talmud Matar. This is after Zion Mishnah. You can come visit before December 5th. You should go to chutzlarts and stop. But he says the Berhet is mashma. That's if you das is not to return. You look in the Chuvis Bar Shmuel, Sevi Yad Alan, so the Mishabruah says, he's asking on the Brikki Yasek. From the Berhevitz Mashmo, the Dafkif, your Das is not to return. That fits in with the Pre-Chodesh. All depends whether you're going to return or not. So if that's the case, the Rebbe Yosef says, that's not like the Pre-Chodesh. And he says, you should pass him Halach Lamaisa, like the Pre-Chodesh. And the Pre-Chodesh writes, what does he say? If you plan on what going for shluchot, you're going to be in chutzlarts for a year or two. I don't care whether you have a wife or kids there, so you go like chutzlarts. If you plan on returning, though, then you go like Eretz Yisrael and continue saying Tein Talmud Matar, Halach
L'Maaseh. Is there a time frame when you're planning on returning? Just as an example.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, if you don't plan on returning after a year or two, then you should be treated like a chutzlarts, even if your wife and kids are in Eretz Yisrael. And you should stop saying it until December 5th and then say Tein Talmud Matar. Now let's go the other way. What's the other way? Let's say you're a tourist from Chutzlarts to Eretz Yisrael after Zion Bar Chezron, before December 5th. They started Tein Talmud Matar What do you do? The reverse case. And you plan on returning to us a week or two. What do you do in that case? The reverse case. You follow me? So what do you think you do in that case?
You don't change.
You have to say Tantalamata like the minute like where you're at in Eretz Yisrael. When you leave Eretz Yisrael, you hear what I'm saying, Jonathan? You have to do what you do in Eretz Yisrael. When you leave Eretz Yisrael and come back, what do? That's a machlokes in the poskim. The Shuvas Beremayim time says stop. You're yachid against Sibor. The Chidah says you continue. Since you started Eretz Yisrael, don't stop. And what does Rav Avadia say? B'pshara? Say v'tein bracha barchaleinu. And what do you say in Shema Kaleinu? Tein talo matale bracha. That's what he says. So the bottom line is that what you should do is then Eretz Yisrael's visiting the Poshim Shalom to the Kaddish defense. Since you started, you could say, even though as long as you're going to turn Eretz Yisrael in the year, not, but in the year, fine. And a Chutzarot's guy that's going to Eretz Yisrael, he has to say when he's there. When he comes back, you say the Tein Bracha where? You say the Tein Bracha in the middle, and then the Tein Talamat and Shemat Tfilin. This is the Chiddush. Yes, go ahead. What do you say to him?
Our goal is not to make it 60 days after the Ikonos. Our goal is to make
Israel,
it 60
listening?
Days after Tkufas Tishrei, which means we now have to convert it back. What was the day that would have been 60 days after what then was the Ikonos, equal to Tkufas Tishrei? Is the halachic, that's the halachic.
What is Tkufas Tishrei? I thought that was the fall equinox.
So, Tkufas Tishrei was a date on the Jewish, and compared to the Julian calendar, is a Jewish date. It's based on Tishrei, Tkufas Tishrei. It's the beginning of the halachic
autumn.
And so, we have to calculate the difference is that what would have been Tkufas Tishrei back then, which is a shift of 13 days, and then count 16 days.
You're always looking what the fall equinox would have been then, you're saying.
Exactly. But what is the equivalent to?
What do you mean it's not the fall equinox?
It was. It's no longer equivalent to what we call the astrological equinox.
So the halachic fall does not begin the fall equinox now?
No, they're off by 13 days. It's a 13-day separation.
Why would you want to keep that sticking? That's a little bothersome, though.
It's based on this.
Wouldn't you want to do by what the fall equinox is now? No?
The date is based on... Okay, this is what Chabad.org says. Is that we based it 60 days after the beginning of halachic autumn. This is based on Shmuel's calendar, when it was all established, which is based on the Julian calendar, which then we compare that to the Julian calendar. So everything is based on when we have the calendar that Shmuel used to establish exactly the right times. Gotcha. It's not based on, it's a halachic idea. It's not based on the actual astronomy.
Okay, great. Excellent. We'll stop here. Here's a Marvel Famous. We got to do the Tysus. All the Tyson want to do. You got to know that Gemara in the middle of the Tyson and the top. So you got to know the Gemara there.